Welcome to Avirmi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsored for the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Israel. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, starting the 18th parak of Maseches Shabbos. Zog the Mishnah in Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Mefanim afilo arbo v'chamesh kupois shel tevin v'shel tvuah. One can move boxes, four or five boxes, full of straw or grain, because he needs the space for guests, or he needs the space for Bitul Beis HaMikdash in order to have a shear over there. Not the storage place. I think one's going to explain how do we treat the storage place. Truma, which is tar. Truma is what the kohen can eat. It's you can put move it because it's not mukta. The kohen can eat it. V'dmai u'maiseri shenitla trumosoi. And also Dumai, which is a suffix. We're not sure if Maisers were taking out of it. And the poor could eat the Dumai. And Maiserishon, once you took out the Truma from it, meaning once you took out from it, the Truma's Maiser, so then the Maiserishon is edible for the Levim. Or Maisersheni ve'egdesh shenivdu. Maisersheni is the next Maiser. Or Egdesh that were redeemed. So someone took money and exchanged the value and the level of Gdusha of the Maaseh Sheni and Egdesh to money. So now anyone can eat them. Ve'atumus hayovesh and a dry lupine. Mibnei shu machol argues so is machal le'izim to goats. Another argues so is machal le'anim for the poor. Avaloi es atevel. Tevel is food though you didn't take out the truma from Maaseh. Nobody can eat it, even not a kohen. V'loi is Maaseh Rishon shelo yitvat trumosoi. Maaseh Rishon didn't take out truma Maaseh from it. No one can eat it. V'loi is Maaseh Sheni ve'egdish shelo yinivdu. It's a Sheni ve'egdish that we're not redeemed, and we're not talking about Yerushalayim, so you know we can eat it. V'loi is aluf. Aluf is a type of legume, which is not edible at all. V'loi is a chardol and not mustard. He says, Luv, you could do, because you can feed the ravens. What's the size of the baskets that you can move? Let's learn from what it says clearly the size. We learned there in Maseches Shkolim. The truma of the lishko, when they used to take the money and put aside from the boxes. So how you did the truma in the shkolim? You had three baskets, each one of three seil. So you see that a basket stam in the mishnah is the size of three seil. Tamatanin, we learned over here. Earlier in the Masechta, we learned that how much wine is one chayav when he takes it out. If you have enough wine to do mezigas akois, meaning the way they did the wine those days, they used to dilute it, put 3/4 of water and 1/4 of wine. So you have a size of 1/4 of a cup. If you want, you'll fill 3/4 of water, it'll be a full cup. That's what one is chayav. So it says the one, what is this shear of this cup? We said you have to have 1/4 of a cup. What is the cup? Let's learn from the Mefarish. Similar answer we said before. Look from a Mishnah that says Mefarish. The 4 cups of Pesach, it is a full, it's a revis of the Italian wine. So revis is 4 cups of Pesach. So how much is each cup? 1/4 of a revis. Meaning the size of a cup is a revis. So we said in the Mishnah, the one is not allowed to remove the storage place. So the Gemara wants to know, is the pshat is you're not allowed to clear up the storage place? But if you take out only a 4 or 5 boxes, then it's fine. Or you're not allowed to touch the storage place because it's muktzeh. So the Gemara is reading and adult from the following, v'shovin shelo yiga boitzer. You do not touch the oitzer at all. He can walk in with his feet, and then by walking in, create a pathway. Because he's doing with his feet, now with his hands, so then it's considered to be kelachayat, and therefore it's okay. But only that way, not actually moving the boxes. So the more istani tani metaltelim is a dimuo, istani tani a metaltelim. Question is, dimuo, when you have truma, they got mixed up with chulin, are you allowed to carry it or not? We learned in the Mishnah the things you can carry. Is dimuo one of them? So we have 2 braises. So the more mablozo and the metaltelim. The one who says you could tell it because you talk about truma toyo. So you have truma toyo, Torah dik truma, that fell into chulim. the Kohen can eat it. So therefore, he's allowed to eat it. One of those you can't carry it, but truma tmeo. When the truma is tame and you fell into chulin, now you can't eat it. And the only thing you could do with it is either burn it or give it to an animal, and both are also on in Yom Tev and Kol Shekhar on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, so using here the gears of Rav Chaim. So Shane, but all we talk about the move, the not allowed to move, is only if you don't have 100 chulin against the truma. You can't be male the truma. You can't cancel the truma. Meaning, you have 100 chulin against the truma. The truma fell into chulin, so it's bottled beroiv. Once you have 100, it's bottled. It's called you male. You bring it up, as we'll see in a moment why it's called that way. But it's called bitul. And then it's loy. Then we're not talking about it, because then you could carry it because you can eat the chulin. Mantano mitaltalim. Who's this mandarin that says that if yesh bo kedei la'alus, it is canceled, so you could carry it? It is Rabbi Elazar. The Tanina blows on him. Seir shenaflo yiseir sholos. This is the machlokes. Once you have truma that fell into chulin, and it's bottle, you have 100 chulin against it. So the din is you have to take out one piece, the size of the truma that fell, and that will be in lieu of the truma that fell. So a blazer holds that one you take out, we look at it as if that is the truma that fell. And whatever din the truma that fell had, let's say the truma was tome, so also the what was oile, what you exchange it for, is also tome. I want to say no. The one that fell is canceled. It's not here anymore. You have to take out one, just connect it to truma. That's not considered to be tome. It's considered to be a truma, which is not tome. So it says the Gemara, according to a blazer, that you look at it as if the one that fell is the one you're taking out. You're allowed to do that in Shabbos. So if I have dimua, you have a piece of truma that fell into 100 chulin, I could carry it because I'll take out one connected to truma, which is will consider to be that the truma that fell. The rest is mutar b'achila. But according to Rabbanan, they're creating here something new. Whatever fell was tome, whatever you're taking out now is not tome. So it's considered to be as if you're mafresh truma, if you're doing a new truma. And to do a new truma, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So this b'raisa that says you could carry a dimua that is kedei la'alois is only the shita of Rabbi Elazar. One could go on Friday and say, the fruits that I have over here, I want to make truma out of it tomorrow. Meaning that truma will happen only tomorrow. Now, even though it's happening on Shabbos, but because he didn't do it on Shabbos, he did it before Shabbos, it just happens on its own on Shabbos, so then it's fine. But to stand on Shabbos and say, I want this to be truma tomorrow on Sunday, that you can do. Because you're not allowed to be koyir Hashem on Shabbos. Says the Gemara Amud Beis, Rabbi Yosi b'Abo Noimer, ain't no dom oimer dev Shabbos for mer is a truma mocher. A person cannot stand there on Shabbos and say this will be truma tomorrow. Because even though he's not koyir Hashem on Shabbos, because the truma is happening on Shabbos, he cannot do that. Says the Gemara Masniso pligol Rabbi Yosi b'Abo. The Mishnah argues on Rabbi Yosi b'Abo because it says in the Mishnah Maseches Tvul Yoim, Login Tvul Yoim umilo min chovis meiser tevel. So you have a barrel of meiser. What do you have to take out of meiser? You have to take out truma's meiser. Now, truma's meiser has a din of truma. Truma cannot touch tvul yoim. What's a tvul yoim? Something that went to the mikvah, but it did not wait to the evening. You have to wait till the evening. So something went to the mikvah, it doesn't have a din anymore of tumor, very severe tumor, but it's a little bit less. It's not so tame as it was before. You wait for the evening, the tumor goes away. During that period between the time of the mikvah and the evening, it's also for truma and mutter for meiser. So I have over here a barrel of meiser. You're not allowed to eat the meiser until you take out truma's meiser. He takes a lagin, like a small pitcher, which is tvul yoim, and he fills out from there the shear that will be good for truma's meiser. Now, if it goes truma's meiser right away, it'll be a problem because it's touching a kli, which is a tvul yoim. But im amai, if he said, I raise it, shumas meiser, mesha techshach, says this thing will be shumas meiser, not right now. It will be shumas meiser only once it becomes dark. I raise it, shumas meiser. Now it is shumas meiser. So if you do shumas meiser immediately, then it's a problem because it's tvul yoim. But once you wait for the evening, once you get to reach the evening, it's not tvul yoim anymore. Because tvul yoim means, by definition, that you wait for the evening, and once you get to the evening, it's not tvul yoim anymore. So he's waiting for the evening. We're talking about Erev Shabbos. He's doing it Erev Shabbos. So he's standing on Friday and saying, I want this Truma's Ma'aseh to happen tonight when it's Shabbos. And the Mishnah says that works. Now the Mishnah continues and says, if you did, if you want to use it as Eiruv, it doesn't work. Because Eiruv has to happen before the Shabbos comes in. So then it's still Tvul Yoim. But if you but to do chores by itself works because it's waiting for the evening. So what do you see over here? You see very clearly that you could make truma from before Shabbos to happen on Shabbos. Meaning, not that you're allowed to do it. You're not supposed to call a shame on truma to happen on Shabbos. But if you did it, b'di'evet, it works. We're talking about l'shavar means that he did it even though he's not supposed to. Says Mo'avatani Rav Chiya Oimer. Is lachmim l'shavar. Rav Chiya, the way he says in the right, says not if someone did it. He says someone should do it. He's giving instructions what to do. That doesn't mashma that's b'di'evet. Says the Gemara, Chazor bo Rav Yosi b'Rabboin Mehado. So Rav Yosi b'Rabboin changed his mind, and it says that a person could, Erev Shabbos, say something will be truma on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, my kedoin. So this following Gemara doesn't really belong here in Maseches Shabbos. This is a Gemara which comes from Maseches Demai. As we mentioned many times in the Yerushalmi, when they quote one piece of Gemara that if appears in another Masechta, they already quote the entire Gemara. So we're going back into a sugya of Maseches Demai. And the Mishnah there says someone who is out of his house and is soon going to be Shabbos, he wants to make sure that his fruits will be mesukkah, will be fixed before Shabbos. So he says, I know that I have a pile of fruits in the house. I will be mafish from there, truma, maiser, and maiser sheni. So the one says, Maike, how exactly does it work? Mikvar lekeshafrishenu. Meaning, right now, he already is designated the truma, maiser, and maiser sheni. But how do you know which one it is? When he'll do that frusha later, so then retroactively, we'll know this is what he meant, that this will be truma, maiser, and maiser sheni. So says the one, Hagatz b'cho. So think to yourself, if the truma is tohor, mikvar lekeshochileno. He could say, once I eat the fruits, whatever is left will be truma. Because even though it's going to be Shabbos, he could still carry the truma. The truma that's left in his hands is something which is edible. It is not muktzeh. So he could say, once I eat the fruits, whatever is left is truma. Hagatz, again, think to yourself. If it was truma tomeo, so then he's not making a truma when he does when he eats it. Because then he's holding in his hand truma, and it's going to be muktzeh because nobody can use it. If it's tummy. So what he does is, he says, I'm going to eat my fruits. When I put it down into the corner, then it'll turn to be truma. Because then I don't have the problem with mukts anymore, because it's ready put down. Continues the Gemara, Tani mitaltalim, using the gears of Reb Chaim. Taltim echad tehoiro ve'echad tmeo. You could take fruits that are Torah and tummy, even though there's truma mixed in it. Because as long as you have fruits here, they're not truma. So you could take the truma, agav, the regular fruits are not truma. This tells you, if you have tevel, and he has a condition, he says, once I eat it, or once I put it down, it's going to become truma. In the meantime, you can carry it, because whatever is the truma, you carry it out of the fruits. So Reb Chaim explains in the second pshat, what the Gemara is talking about, if he did not say originally, that this will become truma, kishani chena bet keren zovis. So we said before, if he has fruits that are tame, so you say it won't become truma until I put it down. What happens if he didn't say that? So he puts his eyes, he puts it down, and he says, he puts his eyes on a few fruits and says, basically that will be truma, and then he eats the rest. So he's not metaltel the fruits, and therefore you don't have a problem of having truma tamer, they has to be metaltel. Because now we're going back to our Gemara over here in Shabbos. Tani mitalti machar, you could carry mustard in pishumacha yoinim, because the pigeons eat it. Ve'et ha-chotzov in pishumachal tzavoim. The plant called chotzov is the food of deers. Ve'et ha-schuchi is glass in pishumachal na'amiyois. It's the food of ostriches. Omar ben Osson, can you tell to Luhas Moiris, should be able to take the vines, because the elephants eat them. Meaning Rav Nosson assumes the vines are mukte. So he says the same way vines are mukte, you don't say that elephants can eat them. So you can't say that these other items, that they have some animals that eat them, are not mukte, because you have these rare cases, we have animals that do eat them. Says the Gemara of Shimon Gamliel, Matir Beluf Nishumach Al Horvim, you can carry a loof because you give that food to ravens. Says the Gemara of Kaimim, what's exactly the machloikis over here? If he has that type of animal, he has ravens, and you do have ravens out there in the market, that's not muktzah, because people need the food for this type of animals, and everybody has that animal. He doesn't have that animal. You don't sell ravens in the market. If everybody should be usher. So well, Kinar Kamin, what we're talking about, and here we're going to use the Gyrus of Reb Chaim. B'she'ein lo m'oysu amin, v'oysu amin, when daf kuv dalem udalev, motzui b'shuk. He himself doesn't have this animal, but you do have these animals in the marketplace. So he can't feed it. So it's as if kimi shein lo moisa min bashuk. Shumin gamli aloimer mikivan shoyso min motz bashuk, because in the market you have that animal kimi sheish lo moisa min, as if he owns it as well. This is the gears of Reb Chaim, who fixes the gears that we have so the Yerushalmi will fit with the Bavli. And the following few lines of the Gemara, they belong after the next Mishnah. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Kuf Gimel.